close. Say you wanna dance when we dance. Made me think that you miss me. Whisper in my ear things I wanna hear. Tap me with your lips, lean in, then don't even kiss me. Lead me on. Come on, drive me crazy. String me along. Mess with my hair, baby. Fool me once, felt so good. Fool me twice, I wish you would.
All right, so we already got some feedback from our viewers. Cameron Bauer says that his favorite place to study is Chainsaw.
Dad jokes are typically predictable and sometimes corny, but not the jokes that our dads tell.
All right, how many country singers does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know, how many?
Two. One to do it, and one to sing a song. Fuck
yeah. one... Already so funny today. What do you get when you play country music backwards? You get your wife back, your dog, and your truck.
Then he said, you want to know what you get? When you play a country song backwards.
All right, I bet you're still wondering why it takes two country singers to screw in a light bulb. It takes one to do it and one to sing a song about the good times he had with the old light bulb. Why aren't two of us used? Oh my god, these are funny.
A lot of us just laughing so hard at our funny jokes. Why aren't tubas used in country bands?
I don't know why.
Because they're heavy metal. What do you get if you cross country music with rap?
I don't know what.
Crap. We sort of disagree, though. Jason Aldean sang the country rap hybrid song Country Road Anthem, and the boys of Florida Georgia Line, who are best known for Cruise, that was a remix by a rapper.
Okay, it was a terrible day. Two music lovers were being held hostage, and both were going to be shot. One of them was a country music lover, and the other enjoyed all types of music. Before they were shot, they were asked for one last song request before they died. The country music lover said, I'd like to listen to Achy Breaky Heart 50 times in a row. And the other music lover said, please shoot me first. When we come back from this next song, we'll tell you all about our reading weeks. Oh, wow. Welcome back. We're going to talk about our reading weeks now. So, Caitlin, tell us about yours first. What did you get up to?
Well, over reading week, I had Thanksgiving on Saturday with my family. When did you celebrate Thanksgiving, Alana?
Last Saturday and Sunday.
Nice. Some good food.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, some whiskey pumpkin pie.
Oh, you know it. Always.
Yeah, and then over reading week, I participated in the Lazaritas International Case Competition, where we invited 10 business schools to Laurier from all around the world. We were able to do lots of fun events with them, so we went to Niagara Falls. We also tried out Control Virtual Reality, had some great presentations. Of course, they're case competitions, and we ended off at Oktoberfest. So yeah, big shout out to all of executive and ambassadors for making that an unforgettable experience for me.
What was your favorite part about it?
My favorite part was meeting so many enthusiastic business kids or business students from all over the world. Definitely want to travel to all those places like Hong Kong and Thailand and Mexico. Can't wait. And I also went to Cranberry Festival in Bala, so that's up by Muskoka. You get to swim, I guess, in cranberries. So,
did you bring anything home?
I brought home some cranberry wine, so I'm excited to try that.
Sounds good.
Yeah, and Alana, what did you do over reading week? You're being kind of quiet about it.
Oh, you know me, just hitting the books. I got a lot of studying done over the week, pretty quiet.
Sure.
I did go to Ripley's Aquarium for the first time.
Oh.
That was a lot of fun.
What'd you see at the aquarium?
Some sharks and fishes. You get to pet some stingrays. You can't pet the shark, though. They will kick you out for that.
So were you that person who jumped in the shark tank?
Despite what you think, no, I was not. That was the day before we were there, actually.
Okay, well, that's good. I heard, though, that they feed the sharks well, so even if you did jump in...
You're in no danger.
Yeah.
Something to try next time.
Now we have another joke for you, because...
Get ready. What has 72 legs and 26 teeth?
I don't know.
The first row at a Willie Nelson concert. All right, here's some Willie to, I don't know, listen to.
Cowboys ain't easy to love and they're harder to hold.
Wow, another suggestion. This one's coming from Rachel Clemens. She loves studying at Settlement Co. in Uptown Waterloo and recommends their coffee and food. So thank you so much for that, Rachel. Today we're going to take the 19th caller to request a song.
All right, phone lines are now open. Call while you can. We're going to play one song in between. But first, another joke. What is what is drinking with a speech impediment? Whiskey business. All right, and we have a caller. Let's see if we can get her on. All right.
Hey, it's Reagan calling.
Oh, hi, Reagan. Where are you calling from?
Mount Forest, Ontario.
Oh, all right. What song would you like to hear today?
Down to the Honky Tonk by Jake Owen.
Perfect. We'll get that right on for you, buddy. Thanks for hanging out today with us on the Back 40. Special thanks to Reagan, Cam, and Rachel for all of their input on today's show.
We hope everyone has a great weekend. Remember to tune back in next Friday from noon until 1 p.m. And, of course, check out our Facebook page. Best of luck with exams.
Midterms.